WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, saying the state is taking the first true steps of our restart and recovery, Governor Murphy will allow child care centers to fully open on June 15th. During the pandemic, child care centers have only been permitted to care for the children of essential workers. Murphy is also allowing for the return of non-contact youth sports beginning June 22nd.
Activities will be limited to sports activities conducted outdoors, and there can be no contact drills or activities for the time being.
Murphy adds that youth day camps will be permitted starting on July 6th, and horse racing can start up again, although spectators won't be permitted for now. Murphy says he also expects to raise the number of people allowed to gather indoors by the weekend of June 12th to allow for expanded indoor religious services. A quick look at the numbers on this Friday. In the neighborhood of 1,100 newly reported COVID-19 positives in New Jersey, bringing the cumulative total in that regard close to 159,000, with 131 more death reports coming in, taking that number over 11,500. As spot positivity as of Monday was at 6% of all tests. As protests continue, the Minneapolis police officer seen on video kneeling on the neck of a black man in custody is now under arrest. Derek Chauvin is charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter. George Floyd was handcuffed, complaining he could not breathe. Chauvin and three other officers were all fired. Nonpartisan budget analysts for the legislature forecast slightly higher revenues over the next 5 months than the Murphy administration, down but not quite as much, mostly due to sales taxes. Assemblyman John McKeon has his doubts about how quickly retail sales will return to normal.
What we've seen, I think, in other states that have opened, Texas and Georgia, is notwithstanding they've opened, people just haven't gone back, whether it's confidence in the economy or confidence in worrying about their health.
Through September, the OLS forecast is around $487 million higher than Murphy's, but still sees a shortfall approaching $2.5 billion. Three people wounded in a Thursday night shooting in Newark. Officers responded to reports of shots fired on Shearer Avenue around 8 p.m. All those wounded were taken to a hospital and treated for non-life-threatening wounds. Each is in stable condition at last report. No motive is known. No arrests have been made. It is the closest thing to a national spelling bee we are getting this year, and an Edison 8th grader takes home the grand prize. Navneeth Murali wins the Spell Pundit online national spelling bee, created to fill the void left by the cancellation of the Scripps Bee, which would have been this week. Murali is 14 and will be too old to compete next year. Turn to NJ1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. Thunderstorms brewing. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 3:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
As the atmosphere cooks with warm temperatures and high humidity, a cold front is slowly approaching from the west. Put all those ingredients together and the atmosphere may explode with some strong to severe thunderstorms later on. They're not going to be widespread, but heavy downpours, wind, hail are all concerns as we head into this evening. Temperatures mainly in the lower 80s away from the coast today. Tonight, as we wrap up that round of thunderstorms, it's still going to be muggy. Those only fall into the upper 60s, and then tomorrow drying out, and that means falling humidity levels. We'll clear to sunshine by tomorrow afternoon, and we'll stay warm for your Saturday with highs near 80. Cooler on Sunday, lower 70s with lots of sunshine and a refreshing breeze. Partly sunny Monday with highs again near 70. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Asbury Park, 75 degrees. Delran, 84. Middlesex, 85. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.